care spending and education. This is from the IMF, from Oxford University, mm-hmm. from Stanford University. If you increase spending, actually it stimulates economic growth, not have a negative effect, because you keep your population healthier. So we need to go completely against the austerity agenda, which is damaging our health of the population.
More beds.
So it's damaging the health of the population, and we're decreasing the number of services, which is going to lead to increasing privatisation and medical insurance, which we're going towards. It's outrageous.
Outrageous. Manning, this is outrageous, but you believe that keeping a lot of local hospitals open, they're not safe. You believe they're not safe, don't you?
Absolutely, believe they're not safe. And this is not about cutting services. This is about changing the way we deliver services so they're fit for this generation and the next generation. We still have the old model of lots of hospital services, people going to hospitals, even though most of us know that when you go to hospital, you're not in there for, when you have an operation, be in there for a week or two. A lot of surgery is now day surgery. We need to be using what we have in terms of resources and our people in a much more intelligent way so that we can actually meet the needs of the current population.
Beyond meeting
which is
the needs
growing.
Of the population, if they have to travel further to visit their relatives in hospital, and the relatives know that they might not be getting visits as frequently, that's got to be bad for anyone who's recovering in hospital. That might be a consequence of this.
Well, we need to remember that the majority of healthcare takes place in the community already, and that is where the most patient professional contacts take place. It's in primary care in the community. Hospitals are only a small part of the NHS, but we seem to have a national hospital service instead of a national health service. We need to make it fit for purpose for this century. We're not using technology in the way that we should. It is nonsense that I should have to visit, had to go to a hospital to see a consultant, have a conversation I could have on the phone. They then tell me that I need to have tests and come back for them. Tests that I could have in my GP surgery. I mean, the time wasted. We're not using technology in the way that we should, whether that's the phone,
We hear these arguments, and actually the evidence base, apart from a few selective conditions, is by the advocate's own admission weak. And I think we need to have these sort of discussions on a case-by-case basis. You know, the public is frankly not convinced that I personally am sick of being patronised by experts who tell me that it's better for my health to close my local hospital. And I think that we need to be able to be having those discussions in our local community. We were told in the Act, no decision about me without me, after all. Mm. And yet what they're trying to bring in with this legislation is a fast-track.
So do you think this is circumventing local democracy?
Explicitly, yeah. It allows no more than 40 days. I mean, as someone who's campaigned against hospital privatisation, 40 days is no time to mobilise and save your local hospital.
Let's